This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. I got an email. It said, hey, how are you like doing your daily podcast? And my answer to that question, it's difficult. You can't fake a podcast performance. Not really. My belief is that listeners are smart, and they can tell when you fake it. That's the problem. Not that you need or want to fake it, but that you can't fake it. And when you've got a daily podcast, when you're doing something all the time, you got to show up. You got to be present. You got to be ready to deliver. And sometimes you're not going to feel like that. With this podcast, one of the things that I do to make it possible to keep the energy up is to gang run episodes, you know, get warmed up. I get in the zone, get going. It makes it a whole lot easier to record because the effort to get in the studio, to actually step in the studio, if you did that individually, you had to do that 365 days a year. Why not take that same effort, record 5-7 episodes at once? Then you have your energy for other things. But even with the gang run, sometimes you just don't feel like it. You're tired. I'm recording this right now at night. It's about 10 o'clock at night. It's cold, 7 degrees outside, low of 1 degree. I've been working all day, whatever the reason. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. Here's a solution. This is what I've found enables me to do projects like this. Not just the podcast, but other things like books, things that you get caught up in the middle of. They take a long time to complete. They take a lot of energy. First thing is to keep focused on the goal. My goal for Big Podcast, it was to be a better host. I keep focused on the commitment. Once I got about 60 episodes in, it was the first of the year. Why not continue on the streak? Try to do it all of 2018. That's what I'm in the middle of right now. I've announced it publicly. You attract a lot of people when you show up daily. And I'm going to compromise myself and my reputation if I quit now. You know, speaking of emails, somebody wrote me last week. I was featured in a book called Do Over. It's a book by John Acuff. And he mentioned me because I'd made a commitment with a coach that I was working with. I was trying to get through my last book. I was having a hard time. He said, look, I want you to write a check to some cause that you hate. You're going to send me that check. And if you don't show up every day and write, I'm going to mail that check. You'll be giving money to a cause that you don't like. The cause that I picked, this one didn't make it to the book. It was the Westboro Baptist Church. They picket funerals. God hates, a four-letter word that British use for cigarettes. The reason I mention that is while normally I like a positive reinforcement, sometimes a negative reinforcement can help you to get through a big project. Something else that I've found to get me through big projects is the fact that when you show up, the energy appears. With my podcast, I've got a dedicated space. I've got a studio in my house. I've got a ritual beforehand, meaning I'm preparing to come into the studio. It's not like a religious thing or anything. Simply that I outline episodes. I've got an outliner, pull it up on my computer, outline episodes. That helps me get into the mood, get into the mindset. Once you get going, you're good. The first step is the toughest. I even do this when I record. I was in my studio, had been through the outlining process, ready to go. But I came in, everything's set up. I'm like, oh, here we go. Hit record without even thinking about it. Bam, then I'm on. Hey, it's David Hooper. This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm good to go. You can use this technique for a lot of things, not just podcasting. There's a book called Mini Habits that explains this in a lot more depth. But basically what it is this. If you can get going for just 5 minutes, you can keep going. It's like a rocket ship or an airplane. Most of the fuel, most of the energy, that's during the launch. So if you're considering something like a daily podcast, you want to get your book going, here are the three things that I suggest for you. One, make the decision. That's the most important. I had to take a good look at myself when I started this podcast. I was not completing tasks. My current book project, a little over 3 years I've been working on that. The more times you start something, the more you start to doubt your own ability to finish something. Second thing that I did, I announced it. I announced it earlier on this episode. I've been telling everybody every day for 1 year, Big Podcast Daily, a daily episode, 5-7 minutes of tips, tricks, strategies on how to grow your audience, get more people to your podcast, and make money while spreading your message. And then the third thing, take that first step, walk into the studio, hit record without even thinking about it, and go. If you want more advice like this, how to have a better podcast, get more people to your podcast, get more subscribers, and connect with them in a better way, you can find Big Podcast Daily wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and you will never miss an episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow on the next one.